best answer I can give you is a sinkhole is a drainage feature. The places I've seen them really struggle are where people have tried to plug it up and stop water from draining underground, and the water just finds another way. You know, there was, I think, a famous movie where, you know, one of the characters always said, "Nature finds a way." And I think that's a great comment, that nature will find a way to let water drain underground. Water, I'm famous with my students for saying water is one of my favorite things because it's as lazy as I am. It likes to go to the lowest spot possible. It would go to the gutter if it could. If you spill water on the table, it will find the lowest part of the table until it can actually drip off the side of the table onto the floor. And then it will roll to the lowest spot in your floor if your floor is uneven. Most of us know that, but we don't think about that out in the landscape. Water is falling on our landscape, and it will usually go to the low spot and run off, which in many parts of the country is a stream valley or a river valley, and that eventually, even if it's the local creek, it ends up in the Mississippi or the Missouri River. A sinkhole is where the water finds that its fastest way, in many cases even to the Missouri River or the Mississippi, is to go down a crack in the rock into a cave passage and through that and rapidly get to the river that way rather than stay on the land surface. And so if you're building in a sinkhole, as long as you realize that the water still wants to go down there, that's probably your best thing to address, is how do I funnel the water where I want it to go, and how do I, you know, support any structures I want to put on top of what might be a ground that has holes in it or voids or open spaces.